At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Monday, Scottsdale Stadium. Our thanks to the San Francisco Giants for letting us have the run of the place this entire week. Our Super Bowl 57 coverage. We are wondering where the drama will be leading up to this Super Bowl. If you would have said Tyreek Hill was still here, maybe you would have some quotes from him. But interesting storyline that when they allowed Tyreek Hill to go to the Dolphins, they weren't going to pay him $30 million a year. You know, that way you can keep Chris Jones and some of these other players. They got those rookies in the secondary. But where is the drama here? It felt like, feels like, with people in Arizona, that they would have preferred Buffalo or the Cincinnati Bengals, and you would have had a different storyline. We've seen this with, it's almost like when the Spurs got to the NBA Finals. We're like, oh, the Spurs. Or LeBron would get to the NBA Finals. We had been there. We've seen that. And we've taken Patrick Mahomes for granted. Not that you need a storyline or drama per se, but I think leading up to this, is everybody going to play nice in the sandbox? Nobody says anything. You got, you know, point spread is really close. And it feels like it could be a great game. It should be a great game, let's put it that way, between these two. Yeah, Paul.
It does feel that if Mahomes gets a second Super Bowl, he's a big part of it. He's already booked himself to the Hall of Fame. You know, if two gets you in. You know, Eli Manning's going in with two, and he didn't even have a great NFL career. Mahomes will go to that level at a very early age.
Well, I saw where a couple of analysts said that they would put him in their top 10 all time. Already. Here's a couple of stats, though, I want you to keep in mind. Mahomes led the NFL in passing. This is the seventh time the league's regular season passing leaders played in the Super Bowl. The previous six, 0-6. Just in case. You start to look at maybe a one-dimensional offense, which I don't think the Chiefs are. I think they have an underrated running game, but anything with Patrick Mahomes is probably going to be underrated because he's going to get most of the attention. Also, if you include the postseason, the Chiefs are 17-1 in their last 18 games against the NFC. The only loss came against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. All right, we'll get to phone calls. Best and worst of the weekend. Operator Tyler standing by, ready to take your phone calls. Poll question for the final hour. Actually, give the audience the results from the first 2 hours. That was Kyrie Irving related.
Yeah, the first 2 hours is a little bit of a landslide.
All right.
Yesterday, the Dallas Mavericks got better or problems. That's at 82% say they just got a bunch of problems.
Ouch.
Yesterday.
Ouch.
That's unfortunate.
All right.
Then we're going to go with you absolutely love the new Pro Bowl format. Hell yeah, or no, I'm old.
Okay. And I think that's what it comes down to.
But nobody wants to admit they're old, though.
Yeah. That's why I said I'm okay with the new format.
So you're officially not old anymore, though.
I'm okay with it, but I don't have any expectations with it. That's the beauty of it. NBA All-Star Game, I have no real expectations. It's like, all right, there are going to be some highlights. There might be a dunk or two or three or four or 50, and there'll be a lot of three-point shots. And the final, who won last year? Who won the year before? Who was the MVP? Like, you know, Steph put up, what, 50 a couple of years ago. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. You know what? It had a real, for you older people out there.
Oh, okay.
It had a real, not old like me, a rock and jock feel. You know, MTV used to have the rock and jock back in the day. You had some celebrities mixed in with some athletes.
I didn't see Marcus Schenkenberg there or
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Or Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers running the point.
I would have been okay with that if you had celebrities playing in the event there with the Pro Bowl. Yeah, Marv.
Pete Davidson was playing.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he's a player, though.
Yeah. Pete Davidson I don't even know why I'm here to judge the best catch. Well, I don't know if he got the irony of that he has a lot of great catches in his career.
Okay, Luke.
Yeah, yeah. And you would think that guy wouldn't catch anything, but he catches a lot.
Oh, anything's possible.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I think Marvin stumbled on something, though, because if you did flag football, now you could do some type of celebrity flag football game intermixed with actual athletes, like Paul Rudd at quarterback, the very likable Paul Rudd. I don't know if he could play football, but he'd be my quarterback from a likability
standpoint. Then the Kardashians are involved in it, Miley Cyrus, and what could go wrong?
He's always the very likable Paul Rudd.
Huh? Yeah. I wonder if he wants to be unlikable.
Like, what if he just wants to be mean? Like,
what if he's a total jerk?
He's just a great actor?
Yeah. Like, he's such a great actor. He's a jerk in real life. But he is the likable Paul Rudd. I never heard a bad word about Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Maybe sometimes he wants to be the dangerous Paul Rudd. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get with this guy. He's dangerous.
Does he want to be like Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Doesn't he want to play a murderer or something?
Jim Parsons played kind of a bad guy in that movie Hidden Figures.
Yeah, but he wasn't killing anybody.
Not technically, no.
No, he was not.
He was killing progress.
And dreams.
Yeah.
See, he just did a sneaky Jim Parsons there.
Yeah, he did.
Did you catch that a little?
Oh, well, I don't know. Dan,
when we met him backstage, he was doing a Broadway show where he played God, and my wife's terrible around celebrities, and then she walked up to him after the show and goes, you know, we should go out. And he was like, oh, my.
Is this God costume?
And she,
I love it.
No, she meant like we should go out, him and his partner, and I went, no, what she means to say is we should go out to dinner. He goes, oh, I didn't know. She said we should go out. I'm like, all right.
Sorry, I'm going to go back and play God now. I'll be back in a bit.
Yes. All righty. So we got a poll question, and our good buddy Ross Tucker is going to be joining us here on the set at spring training. Beautiful today. Guys were complaining. It was 40 degrees when we showed up at 5:30 this morning. Fritzy has, wait, say it again.
I have long, silky black underwear on.
Excuse me.
And that's keeping me warm.
They're not supposed to be silky.
And they're like they're cotton. They're stretchy, and there's room to move around a little bit. It's good.
I like it.
I may do that from now on.
Thank you.
Even when it's like summertime.
Let's see, Andrew. Yeah, Paul.
I do have a problem. I think Fritzy's in the room next door to me, because I got up this morning at 4:30 a.m. Eastern or local time.
Yeah.
And Fritzy always gets up before me historically on the road, and I heard SportsCenter loud in the room next to me.
It is possible.
So at 4:20, I'm trying to get 10 more minutes of sleep, 4:30. Yeah. And I hear, all of a sudden I hear, coming up next, where it's Kyrie's contract situation. Like, the guy's next door. I'm like, it has to be Todd.
I get neurotic about being late, especially when we're on the road and everything's earlier. So I'm setting my alarm for 3:30 in the morning when I really don't have to get up till 4:15, 4:30. I just feel better knowing I can leisurely start my day, take a shower, get myself
together. Get to wake up everybody around you too, which is also awesome. Nice.
And very loud snoring, which you could definitely hear through the walls.
That's it. I just wanted to advance.
Good luck this week, Paul.
Thanks.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danettes. It's welcome to the West Coast on the best coast. Hey, my best of the weekend, my Dukies beating UNC and Derek Lively II having the most blocks in a Duke-UNC game ever with 8. My worst is the Dallas Mavericks. Why get Kyrie when you have one of the best young players, the best young player in the NBA, and just create more headaches? I don't think it's going to work out. I'm just wondering when Luka's going to want to trade. And then one last thing, I do have Super Bowl numerology, a little bit for Todd here. So follow me with this.
Okay. Let's go.
Including the playoffs, the Eagles and Chiefs both have a 16-3 record and both scored a total of 546 points so far this season. Guys, have a great week. Thanks for being on the West Coast.
Thank you, Andrew.
Very nice. I like that.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. I like that. A little stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards.
Well
done,
Patrick
Show.
I love how you put that in.
Yes, I do. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partners. Download the app. You can watch for free. We can never charge you for this content. And our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the nearly 400 cities that carry this program. What, Paul?
Last time we were out here, we were in Glendale. What was that, like 2014, 13?
When we built a ranch.
We built the ranch.
A western town.
Over the farmer's field right behind the Glendale Stadium.
Yes. Yeah. We had a western ranch there that we built.
That was fun.
A saloon. We were riding horses. It's pretty good.
They actually hired somebody to ride a horse behind the window, like the window behind you,
yes.
Just so there was like movement. Some guy just went back and forth for 3 hours behind a window.
The legend of Chris Long at DirecTV.
Oh, what a legend.
Oh, my God.
What a legend.
He spent a lot of money on these shows.
He got a hold of this farmer, and he goes, hey, what this field you got there, what are you growing? Can you pause it for a year? Because we need to borrow your field for about 8 days.
Yeah, and he transformed this field into a western town. Unbelievable. Let's see. Gus in L.A. Hi, Gus. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope you guys have a great time in my hometown. Shout out to Mesa High. I'll get to the best of the weekend really quickly because it's a short one. Best of the weekend, the Dodgers announced over the weekend that they're retiring Fernando Valenzuela's number. They're kind of breaking their own little rule. Dodgers have a rule that no player can have their number retired unless they're in the Hall of Fame. Fernando probably will never be in Cooperstown. So they're looking the other way on this one, and they're going to retire a number of a guy that arguably means more to Los Angeles than any other player in Dodger history. Worst of the weekend, the never-ending drama that is my Los Angeles Lakers. I swear to God, it's like it never ends. Even if we're not involved in a trade, it just never ends. And now you got LeBron tweeting, maybe it's me, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to the game tomorrow night. I'm going to hopefully have a good time, and hopefully he breaks the record. But other than that, I am just over the drama. It'll never end, but I still love my Lakers regardless. As always, you boys have a great week and safe travels.
Thank you, Gus. Thank you. Yeah, I love LeBron's tweet where he's saying, is it me? Because he didn't get Kyrie.
Yeah, maybe it's me.
Yeah, but the owner for the Nets was not going to give Kyrie what he wanted. You want out? All right, I'll get you out. But I'm not sending you where you want to go. And I thought what they got from the Mavs was a good haul there. If I'm KD, now I know I've gotten rid of Kyrie and I've gotten rid of the drama. Okay, I got a good supporting cast. Maybe you're not as dangerous in a one or two or three game period where you could use Kyrie to go off for 40, but I don't have any drama. I'm good. We got some draft picks. I got some good players that play right away, and I don't show up at the arena going, is Kyrie here? He's not. All right. He's not playing. He's not. He wants to be treated. Okay. After a while, it's draining enough for Durant at age 34. It's one of those where you go, I'm too old for this drama. Yeah, Marv.
Do you think best case scenario they could be like a 2011 Mavericks type team where they have a super duper star and a bunch of really good players?
I'm going to give you a bloop on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
So KD's going to be Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't get very many of those.
No, you're right. Yeah, boy.
I want to go back to the Dodgers and Fernando Valenzuela. You keep talking about this levels of the Hall of Fame thing.
Yeah.
Fernando Valenzuela, in some fashion, belongs in the Hall of Fame because of his importance. He was like, he reminds me of, he's the Eddie Murphy of baseball. He went from not knowing his name to being a household name in 2 months. If you go back to when he started in 81, I think it was, 20 years old.
Yeah.
He won the Cy Young and Rookie of the Year, which is almost impossible to do. Mexican-born, Los Angeles. He is one of the most important players in Dodger history. You almost, I hope there's something in the Hall of Fame, a display about his importance. Six-time All-Star, five-time top five Cy Young. He's on the cusp, and he's a superstar.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I remember when he'd be on the nightly news. It wasn't sports. He'd be on the nightly news because of Fernando Mania. But is there a... Is he the first Mexican-born
All-Star
or star that
I'm pretty sure he's the first.
I mean, when you think of contributions to the game, which is pretty wide, a wide net there, but you do it with the Dodgers. You know how big that was at the time. like Buck O'Neill played in the Negro Leagues, one of my favorite people, but he was a contributor to the game because he played, but he also was alive to tell the stories of the players from the Negro Leagues who had passed away, so we had a better idea of just how great they were. His contribution was getting these players recognition. And maybe with Fernando, contributions to the game. Yeah, Marv.
I was nodding my head. I agree with you completely.
Oh, okay. Bloop, bloop. I'll give you a bloop, bloop for nodding your head.
Yep. He's contributing.
Yes, he is. Are you? You know, contributions to the show?
Two bloops today. I'm counting them.
Dang, a two bloop day?
Seton O'Connor's, wow. Seton O'Connor's new best friend, Barry in Santa Fe, joins us on the program. Seton had, did you have drinks with Barry along the way?
Oh, we had dinner.
Oh, dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Barry.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, Chat Row. And good morning to my new BFF, Seton. Also, Brendan, the French kid. I got to tell you, you just had the J.J. Watt on. And those two guys, Seton and Brendan, the French kid, two good-ass dudes. We had a really nice dinner. I do have to ask Seton a little bit of advice. For this afternoon's nap, do I go with the nap maker or do I go with the indoor hammock?
I think anytime. So Barry showed me a video of some of his house, and he has three hammocks at his house. Hmm. One is on, like, the east deck, the other one is on, like, the south deck, and then he has one inside of his house in a spare room, like a spare bedroom, that has an indoor hammock.
Hmm.
I think anytime you're going with an indoor hammock, you got to use it, right?
Hmm. Okay, you and Barry struck up quite a friendship there.
Oh, we sure did. Yeah,
you start talking about a man's hammock.
Yeah.
And I think you've made some progress.
I know the two different chairs that he takes naps in. I know. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I was, if we had more time, we were this close to going back to Barry's house and just staying there.
We were this close,
but unfortunately,
and never leaving.
We had to leave Santa Fe. We had to get to Albuquerque for other prior commitment.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, Paulie.
I assumed indoor hammock was code for something. I thought you guys were joking.
That seems a little creepy.
You want to see my hammock?
Yeah. No, he's the fella. When he said, I do what I want, when I want, if I want, there is nobody who is living that more truly than Barry.
Nobody.
He is a real dealer.
How about we take a break? Our good buddy, Ross Tucker. Paulie gets to do his Ross Tucker impersonation when Ross walks on by.
What time is lunch? Because the show ends at 10 local.
Well, we do have burritos.
Hold on. 10 local.
We have burritos here. I don't know.
You know if I have burritos? You can hold it with one hand, and then you can do other stuff with the other hand.
We're going to take a break. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Are you ready for the biggest Sunday in sports?
I'm totally ready for any Sunday.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of 57. Super Bowl 57 has all the Super Bowl action you need. New customers can bet just $5, get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get in on the Super Bowl 57 excitement. DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boost. Check out the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day between 6 p.m. 9 p.m. Eastern to see what prop bet will be boosted. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code Patrick. New customers can bet just $5 on Super Bowl 57. Get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets, one early win token issued at opt-in, moneyline bets only, deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility in terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. The 82-game preseason is in the books. And finally, it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. The Premier League is on NBC and Peacock. Can Newcastle continue their stellar play and further climb up the table as they take on Bournemouth? That'll be February 11th. There's some drama in the Premier League, Seton O'Connor, with Manchester City.
Yeah, they're in a lot of trouble. They're in a lot of trouble. And then actually closer to home, there's bad news. Jesse Marsh, Leeds United manager.
Yeah?
He's been sacked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I hope he does. I know he's been sacked. I sure hope he doesn't get fired.
Yeah, he's hit the unemployment line, unfortunately.
Yeah, I didn't know what sacked meant years ago.
I have some friends who say that are like, surely he'll be sacked. And I'm like, rubbish. Yeah. Bro, yeah.
Did Manchester City, are they like in financial trouble? Like, not that they're running out of money because they don't do that.
No, it's like how they spent their money and then sort of the whole financial fair play rules. So what happens is, though, they might get like points taken away from them so they can't be in like Champions League or the European League. They might even get like banished from the league, they're saying. It sounds like it's pretty severe.
I'd relegate them.
Oh.
Yeah, teach them a lesson. Yeah, Paul.
Frizzy championship.
Manchester City.
In your face.
Eat it.
Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday with DraftKings Sportsbook. Same game parlays. Pocket. Is there a phone ringing around here?
No, that's a car backing up.
Oh, it is. Okay. Over Fritzy.
That was me. I'm backing one up.
Download the app. Sign up with the promo code Patrick. Get a special offer. Restrictions apply. DraftKings Sportsbook for details. Are you going to have any corny lines this? Doing mock headlines? Are we going to do any of that
Probably
stuff?
Oh, no. I'm pacing myself.
Okay. I just want to know. I need to be prepared.
To
I got to let the audience know as well.
Mentally prepared.
Our next guest is one of the best football analysts around because he puts the meat in meat and potato broadcasters. He allegedly played for 6 years in the NFL, but we're still looking for a second source. He went to Princeton, but he sounds like he went to a community college. He loves beer, he loves meat, and he loves his family in that order. He's our buddy. He's Ross Tucker. Yay! Yeah! Westwood One CBS sports analyst, former NFL offensive lineman. His Monday appearance, Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. When we told him that J.J. Watt showed up 2 hours ago and he was cold, I think you called J.J. Watt soft. Is that fair assessment of what you called him?
I would say so, yeah. I would always rather be in life a little bit cold than a little bit warm.
Okay.
A little bit warm for me, like I was over at Radio Row earlier, I'm sweating.
Okay.
A little bit warm for me, I'm sweating. I'd rather be a little bit cold. Like, I can deal with this.
You look good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Likewise.
Yeah, it's good to see you here.
It's so funny because people always say to me, what's Dan like? Tell me more about Dan. I'm like, well, usually when I'm at the man cave, Dan isn't. Yes. So I don't really know Dan that well, actually. Everybody always wants all the Dan back. I'm like, I don't really know it, other than Dan's awesome. He's so generous.
Is this the first time we've been in person?
No, I met you once or twice at Stamford, Connecticut, NBC Sports. Oh, you were doing NBC Sports stuff.
Yeah, but I was such a big star. That. I didn't have time
for that. Yeah. No, there was one time you were giving out the trophy in Glendale, I think. And Paulie called me. There was bad weather. Paulie said, hey, can you get to New York City in case something happens with Dan's flight? Can you fill in on the show Monday? I said, okay. So I'm in a hotel room. It was here.
Yeah.
It was the Edelman. It was the Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
So it was here. And so I'm in a hotel room by myself just watching the game. And it's wild and crazy, of course. I get there the next morning, and we didn't know if you were going to make it or not.
Yeah.
And so Dan walks in, and he says, everybody here is happy to see me, except for you.
And I had to do a red eye to get back.
So I know.
I handed out the trophy, and then I had to race to the airport to get a red eye to fly back to do the show. What do you think of Paulie's impersonation of you?
You want to do it in front of me, Paulie?
How about this, Dan? Ask a football question to Ross and I. We'll go back to
you. You know what? And I'll close my eyes and I'll try to tell who's Ross and who is Paulie. Where is the drama in this year's Super Bowl?
It's all drama. I mean, Billy, Jalen Hurts, if he wins this game, goes to a new level. And let me tell you something. I know Philly football, they've been looking for a quarterback since Jaworski, Jaws. This guy, new level. Book it.
Okay. All right. Now, Paulie, your turn.
So, first of all, I'm glad I now know what going to a community college sounds like, evidently, based on your based on the intro there. That's what going to a community college. You know what's so funny? I've never been on a show before where you walked in. So I didn't know how to walk in.
Yeah.
Like, you've probably been on, like, Tonight Show and Fame. Like, I didn't know, like, you know, everybody always looks awkward.
Yes.
I'm pretty happy. I decided to do the fist bump across the...
That
was pretty good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Because then they're not looking at, like, I thought about doing, like, the Ric Flair, you know?
That wouldn't have been good. Okay, is there drama this week leading up to this Super Bowl?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially in Philadelphia... This is a big deal, Dan. I mean, Andy Reid was a coach for 14 years. It's interesting, too, because I would say 90% of the people from Philly, you know, I'm from there, they love Andy Reid. And obviously they want to win, but if they lose, it's kind of nice that Andy Reid wins a second Super Bowl. There's this weird element. There's like a 5-10% element that for whatever reason, they really don't like Andy Reid. And I guess it's because he never won the whole thing there.
Yeah.
But 5 conference championship games, 4 in a row, I'm happy for him. Like, if they win, I'm happy. I'm happy. And I'm also, if you're the Eagles, wouldn't you rather play the Chiefs in the sense that if the Eagles beat Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, I don't care what anybody says, that sounds better than beating Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor. The Bengals and Burrow, and they're not there yet. It's like a bigger accomplishment. Just like when the Eagles won their first Super Bowl ever 5 years ago, it was Brady and Belichick. That has an added cachet to just winning the Super Bowl.
I would just win the Super Bowl. It wouldn't matter. You know, when you look back, we don't always remember the championships of who somebody beat. It's just they won their Super Bowls. Because if I say, you know, Joe Montana's toughest games were the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
His 2 toughest Super Bowls were against the Cincinnati Bengals. I also saw where some analysts have already put Mahomes in the top 10 all time. Is Patrick Mahomes a top 10 quarterback?
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, I mean, I think he's the best player in the sport right now, and I don't think it's really that close. Okay. I mean, I think if you asked, you know, let's say you were starting the 33rd team or whatever, you're starting a team out here in Scottsdale, you could take any quarterback. I really think pretty much every GM would say Mahomes. I mean, who else is even up there? Josh Allen? Is anybody really taking Josh Allen over Mahomes?
I would have Joe in the conversation.
Right, but still wouldn't do it.
Because there's not a big age difference there. What is Mahomes, 27, and Joe Burrow is 25, 26?
I mean, Dan, he started for 5 years. He's hosted 5 AFC Championship games. He's in his 3rd Super Bowl. He has a chance to win. He right now is at the start of the best career ever. Now, it's highly unlikely he'll be able to have the sustained success that Brady did and or the longevity, but to start right now, nobody's had their first 5 years. I mean, obviously Marino's numbers were crazy, but not in terms of championship games and Super Bowls and stuff like this.
Yeah, I think I said this at the beginning of the year, maybe at the end of last year, we've underrated Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Like he graduated to that degree where you go, oh, yeah, that's right, Mahomes. We almost forget that. And we want to usher in the new quarterback. Like,
Always.
Oh, man, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. Oh, my God. And then you go, but he's still there.
Well, two things. Number one is we kind of get bored.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what's the new thing? What's the next big thing?
And I likened it to the San Antonio Spurs, where they were there every year.
Right.
And people go, oh, God, the Spurs.
Right.
But we didn't appreciate excellence. But that's what they were. They were a dynasty. But normally we love a dynasty, like Shaq and Kobe or the Bulls, and you know, those are dynasties. Spurs were like, that's a dynasty? Well, they are. We just like star power with our dynasties.
Yeah, and how about the fact that he did what he did this year without Tyreek Hill? I mean, arguably the best receiver in the NFL, he goes out there by far the most touchdown passes, by far the most yards. If there was any kind of debate, Dan, because people used to say, oh, well, with Tyreek Hill, you know, you always have the safety over the top. He dictates coverage. He stretches the field. There was like, that was almost like the one little knock you could have at Mahomes is that so much of it is him benefiting from Tyreek Hill. He's totally, totally evaporated that. Totally.
He's Ross Tucker joining us on behalf of DraftKings, the former NFL offensive lineman. Who does Chris Jones remind you of?
Ooh. Man, he is a really, really good player. He kind of reminds me, you know, back in the day, remember when the Cowboys had like Too Tall Jones? I know Chris Jones isn't that big, but just it felt like Too Tall Jones was a force in the interior in the 80s for the Cowboys. Chris Jones, there's no way, Dan, in my mind, that the Chiefs win this game unless he has a almost MVP caliber type game. I mean, he really, because the Eagles are just so good up front that Chris Jones has to be dominant player, making things happen in the backfield.
Well,
they
could have given him MVP when they beat the Niners.
Yeah.
He was great in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
But who has to have a better game, Reddick or Jones?
Jones, because the Eagles have other guys. You know, the Eagles have other guys that can make big plays, Brandon Graham and Hargrave and Fletcher Cox. If it's not, I mean, maybe Frank Clark, but if it's not Chris Jones for the Chiefs, I don't know who it is. The problem is, here's what I really think the whole game comes down to. We all agree that Mahomes is the best player on the planet and the best player in this game. Is the Eagles' O-line and D-line advantage, Dan, is it enough to offset Mahomes? Or can the Chiefs' big guys up front hold serve enough to keep it close enough that Mahomes wins? Like there, in my mind, there's no chance that the Chiefs win by double digits. But watching that Eagles tape against the Niners, there is a chance that the Eagles come out and just run over the Chiefs. I think that's a possibility.
Well, I wonder, though, can the Eagles withstand a shootout? You know, if Mahomes gets up by 2 touchdowns or 10 points, can the Eagles, with their running game, do they stay with their running game? Do they stay with who they are, their identity? That's probably one of the biggest questions I have going into this. Can the Eagles win by being an old-school football team?
Well, and not only that, can Jalen Hurts play better than he did the last couple games? It's kind of bizarre that they won the last couple games by 20 points and Hurts didn't even really play that well.
No.
It's kind of hard to imagine them winning the Super Bowl without Hurts playing better than he did the last couple games. He's not going to be able to just hand off and barely throw the ball and they win that way. If that's the case, I mean, like, you're a historian of this stuff, Dan. If the Eagles win this game by double digits, Then they're 17-1 with Hurts as their quarterback, and they win all three playoff games by double digits. Then we have to have a totally different conversation about where these Eagles stack up in terms of all-time great teams. I mean, nobody's saying that right now. Mm-mm. But if they win this by double digits, I think that's a conversation.
Do you have any old beefs, existing beefs with players, that if you see somebody here at the Super Bowl, that would you say something, or would there be a look or something?
There's two guys that spit in my face in 2004. One guy,
is that on the field?
Oh yeah. One guy, I think he might do some media stuff, and I've gone back and forth with him on social media, not in a bad way. Like, he admitted on social media.
Well, you didn't say who it is.
Yeah, Langston Moore. Langston Moore from the Bengals. Yeah,
Paulie, let's say hello to Langston Moore. Hey, come on.
The other guy. Was Gerard Warren from the Browns, and I wouldn't even get near that guy. I think Langston Moore and I could have a conversation about it,
because
he's apologized on social media. I don't know where Gerard is or what he's doing, but if you really say, hey, welcome in Gerard Warren, I'd be like, where is security exactly here? Is Marvin in charge of security?
He scared you?
So not only did he spit in my face, but late in the game, we're up by like three touchdowns, and I'm blocking him, and we're running in for another touchdown, 2004, and rather than try to make the tackle, he like does this move where he has my arm like this, and he has me like in an arm bar, and he says, I'm going to break your mother effing arm. And I was like, no, Gerard, no, it's cool, man, no. I was legitimately scared that he was just going to snap and break my arm, because we had scrimmaged them in the preseason, and I threw him down on the ground, and then I kind of speared him.
Oh.
So he was still mad about that. He didn't let it go. He should just let it go.
So you brought it on. You were the cheap shot on
it. Not cheap shot. I was finishing the play. And then I'll never forget. So, Dan, this is the truth. That first game against Cleveland, 2004, look it up. One of the first couple plays, somebody pushes me after the play. Then Gerard Warren spits in my face. So we come out for the second series, okay? TV timeout. So, you know, people that don't go to games, you don't really have a TV timeout. Both the teams are out there just standing there waiting for the commercial to be over. So I walk over to the Browns D-line, and I said, in all sincerity, I said, hey, guys, I'm sick of it now. I'm going to break one of your bleeping legs on the next play. And I walk back to the huddle. And so we come back out for the next play. And the thing, as offensive linemen, like, you know, they all have to rush. If I'm freed up, I can go like this, and I can choose what I'm going to do. So right before the play, Alvin McKinley, who was like, Tuck, we're good. It's over now, man. It's good. It's over now. We're good. Right before the play, he did not, because he knew I was like, man, I was kind of serious. Like, I'm going to try to take out one of your legs on this play. By the way, they were terrible. That's a lot of stories from one game against a bad team. I'm also self-conscious about my sitting right now.
Why?
Well, do you like should I be lean? Like, I feel like I'm like Tom Arnold. Like, oh, look at,
you're
or
good.
Should I be more like lean back? Like,
it's too late. The your segment's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you guys had one of the best linemen of the last 20 years on your show today.
And J.J.
Watt. And J.J. Watt.
Oh! Yeah.
I've been working on that all week. Yeah. I got that one in the canister.
Nobody spits in J.J. Watt's face.
No, definitely
no
not.
No one spit in
definitely
his
not.
Face. Hey, it's great to see you.
Always.
And thanks again for your contributions all year long. Fans love you. The meathead, James Vanderbeek. Does your wife see the resemblance of you and James Vanderbeek?
You know, I haven't talked to her that much about it. She did tell me, though, I was skiing this weekend. She did say, before you go on Dan Patrick, say yes to the makeup. Yeah. Say yes to the makeup. Because, like, my face was red from, like, being in the... It was like 8 degrees in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't know how she said this. She said something like, I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Oh, you're looking at the... What's the right way to take it?
I hesitate to say this.
Oh, boy.
But friendly reminder to wear your makeup.
Okay.
Your nose is so red from this weekend. Thank you, Kara.
What if you said that to your wife?
Oh, I'd get killed.
Yeah,
you'd be Gerard Warren.
Yeah,
you can't even say I hesitate to say this.
Yes, if you hesitate to say it, then don't say it.
1,000% Yes, I'm glad she told me though. I'm glad I said yes. The lady over there was amazing.
Not that good. Let's take a break. Our good friend Ross Tucker, thank you, buddy.
Absolutely.
We'll come back. We'll close up shop after this. If you own a business, been a bumpy ride, we all know that, but there could be help on the way. If your business has 5 or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Is it a loan? No, it's not. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. Team of tax attorneys, they put together highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program, and they've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. And, you know, the great part, they do all the work. No charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, even those that took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. Answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time, so don't miss out. GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, and good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Ooh, 1, 2, 3. Wow, that was a quick morning. Hope you enjoyed it. Tried to get to as many phone calls as I could, best and worst of the weekend. But good to have Ross Tucker in here. Fritzy's working on the show for tomorrow. In fact, every day. We got Albert Breer tomorrow. Brady Quinn's going to stop by as well. Always love seeing both
maybe
of those
guys. Some other surprises. Who
okay,
knows?
Well, that's what you do better than anybody. Final results of the poll question.
Oh, man. Ross is a strong fellow, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he yeah. is. Yeah. You absolutely love the new Pro Bowl format. Yeah. Hell yeah, or no, I'm old. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? 68% are just no, they're old. That is weak.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
So during the break on Peacock, we did a little pass protection with Ross Tucker, who played in the NFL. He's at least 60 pounds less than his playing weight.
Yeah.
Seton and I both took a little run at him. The problem when we do this with athletes, if you go against like a Hall of Fame athlete, they're like, I'm not going to do anything. But Ross still has some fire in the belly of his playing career. And so when he got a chance to put his hands on me, he dug his fingers into my rib cage.
Yep.
And it felt like he was touching my, I don't know, my pancreas or whatever's down there. Hurt a lot.
Yeah, Paul. Or, Seton.
I felt like that was a little more, there was a little, the energy from Ross was a little more, oh, Meathead James Vanderbeek, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
how's your impression now, funny guy? How's your impression now?
As he was driving Paulie back. That's what I saw, like the internal monologue was a little, oh, you think you're funny.
I want to put an impression in your ribs.
A couple of phone calls in here. This day in sports history, what we learned, all of that coming up. Let's see. James in New York. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a thing about the Pro Bowl. I've never, you know, we use that word athlete. I've never seen so many quote-unquote athletes look so unathletic. Like trying to throw a dodgeball or use a golf club. They were horrible.
Yeah, but that's not what they do for a living. I think that was the fun part of it, is to see them do something that they don't normally do. But I'm not that harsh of a judge when it comes to that. And it was very easy to just say, I'm not going to watch it. But I think there was something there, and I think it was for the younger audience. And they probably looked at this. I don't think the ratings were very good, but, you know, maybe it grows. Maybe they add more things to it. Let's see. Who else do we have here? Patrick in Houston, or as Fritzy says, H-Town. Or Hugh Town.
Fritzy, nobody says H-Town but you people, all right?
No, just
nobody
Fritzy.
Nobody says it, man. I'm bread and spread in Houston. Nobody says it.
Bread and spread.
So look, man, my call is about Scott Rolen is in the Hall of Fame and Fernando Valenzuela is not? Really?
I think it's a fair point. Yeah, I do. Steve Garvey's not in there, and I could make a case Steve Garvey is every bit the player that Scott Rolen was. But, you know, the problem that happens with this, Patrick, is we end up then denigrating Scott Rolen, and because then we go, well, why is he in there? Why not this guy? He still got there. He was a very good player. Is he a Hall of Famer? No, he's not. But I do think that because he was voted in, then you have to treat him as such. You know, once you're in, you're in. The lead up to that, that's where guys should have, done their work a little bit more. Scott Rolen is a very good player. But I don't know anybody who said, you know, Phillies are in town. I got to go see Scott Rolen. This day in sports history, Paul.
1926, the NFL adopted a rule that made players ineligible for competition until their college class graduated. So you had to be a senior. 1932, dog sled racing happened in the Olympics for the first time. Not going to bring that back, I don't think. And in 1978, the NBA expanded to 18 teams. They added Buffalo, Cleveland, Houston, and Portland.
Man, I love that Buffalo squad. Love them.
McAdoo?
Bob McAdoo. They had Ernie DiGregorio, Randy Smith, Gar Hurd. Dr. Jack Ramsey was the head coach. I love the uniforms. That was a fun team. Good to watch. Patriots on this day beat the Eagles. That was Deion Branch named the Super Bowl MVP. What, has there been two wide receivers who have won Super Bowl MVP? Does that sound right?
Him, Jerry Rice. I'm trying to think of any others.
Did Jerry Rice get it?
Yeah, I think the second Bengals win.
Are you sure?
I'll do a pie in the face in Arizona if I'm wrong.
I don't want you to do that.
Cactus to the groin?
Well, yeah, how about a cactus to the groin? How many wide receivers have been MVP? Maybe there's more than that. Maybe it was just two in New Orleans. Was that right? Were Deion Branch?
Does Desmond Howard count?
No. That, and he got that as a kick return.
I got Lynn Swann in Super Bowl X.
That was Cowboys?
Yeah. And I got Jerry Rice, Marvin's right, Super Bowl 23, check that.
And that was against the Bengals.
Yep.
Even though John Taylor had the touchdown reception.
Here's one people won't get.
Julian Edelman.
Hines Ward of the Steelers. Five catches, 122, and a touchdown. Santonio Holmes of the Steelers.
Oh, man, I'm way off. Well, I handed out the trophy. I was on the podium with Santonio. What am I doing?
And Julian Edelman, the wide receiver for New England, 10 catches, 141.
Let's go around the room what we learned on this award-nominated program. Marvin, I'm going to start with you.
I won't go to you for sports trivia.
Wow. Okay.
Dang, Marvin, on a Monday, dude.
All right. Careful.
Got that
easy.
In.
All right.
Two bloops, though.
Yeah, I gave you two bloops. Fritzy, what did you learn?
The Browns' Gerard Warren, who once spit in Russ Tucker's face, almost intentionally broke his arm as well.
Yeah, I know. I always wonder about that. There's got to be bad blood when you walk around, you see somebody cheap shotted you, hit you out of bounds. Seton, what'd you learn?
People spit in Ross's face, and I don't like that.
What we learned, brought to you by Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeemrewards. Terms apply. My thanks to all the great people make this possible behind the scenes. We'll be back here tomorrow. Marv, Fritzy, Seton, Paulie, yours truly. We'll talk to you then. Dan Patrick Show. Today's episode of the Dan Patrick Show brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. Everything you need to protect your family, you would do that, right? Well, that's why I recommend Simply Safe Home Security. They make it easy to protect every inch of your home. Advanced security tech powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. So many reasons to love Simply Safe, but I only have 60 seconds. There's no contracts to sign, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. It's going to cost you about under a dollar a day, less than half the price of traditional home security systems. You can customize the perfect system for your home, and it's only going to take you a couple of minutes, but you get started by going to simplysafedan.com, and if you go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. Why would you look anyplace else? Simply Safe, cutting-edge technology powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. It's simplysafedan.com. Simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.